No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
With the 7th annual virtual Alabama Human Trafficking Summit from Endit, Alabama, coming up on Thursday, I wanted to talk about the subject of human trafficking. I wanted to bring awareness to this annual virtual summit, which is coming up, and I invited the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force Chair, Pat McKay, to join me here on The Mark White Show today, and Pat is on the line. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Pat.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the invitation.
As we were saying before the show started, this year being virtual is very different from last year's summit, which I was able to attend in Montgomery.
Yes, it is. You know, we love to see our attendees face-to-face, but, you know, with COVID, we just can't do that. We want to stay safe and we want to stay healthy. So we decided to do a virtual seminar this time, and you know, it's a lot different. even just getting ready for it, it has been different. But we hope the quality of our speakers and our presenters are, they're dynamite. I'm just so thrilled at the lineup this year. We try to do better every year, and I think we have. So I'm very excited for everyone to come and register and participate.
Let's talk about the lineup for Thursday and Friday for this year's summit. Who is going to be involved this year?
We have a lot of different speakers, and we have a lot of some of the same. We have one of my favorites, and she's going to kick off Thursday morning. She's a parent of a survivor, and I've heard her speak before. She and her husband usually speak together, but he was not able to join us this year. She speaks from her heart. How many times have we heard of survivors? We've heard of prosecutors speak about it. We've heard law enforcement talk about it. But this is a parent. It's a whole different perspective. A parent loves their child endlessly, completely. And to see them going through something like this and then not potentially even know where they are, you can't stop it. It's happening in front of your eyes. Your child disappears for long periods of time or completely for a year, whatever. And it's the most heart-wrenching presentation I've ever sat through. Now, I've heard some presentations. Let me tell you, I've been doing this for 11 and a half years. So, you know, I've heard a lot of really bad stories. But this woman, her name is Lisa Manns, and she's from about the Fort Lauderdale area in Florida. And I was in tears after I finished hearing her. So she's dynamite. We also have a young lady who is Miss Mobile Bay. She will be competing in the Miss Alabama pageant. She was being trafficked, so to speak, on the internet and stalked. She is going to be a speaker along with the district attorney from Mobile County who helped her through some of that prosecution. We'll also hear from the district attorney from Blount County, Pamela Casey. Pamela does an exceptional job. She's done this for us before, but it's been a couple of years. But she does an exceptional job talking about internet safety for our kids. It is so essential. And with COVID, kids are more and more in front of those computers. And it's so important that our parents really talk to their kids and tell them what's going on. In addition to that, there are so many apps that are interactive. These kids don't understand where these voices are coming from, and they think it's an adult voice usually. And they do these things without even thinking. They will do the things that these interactive voices ask them to do that children should not be asked to do. And they're being filmed, generally. They can't be stopped because they're, I don't know the proper term, but they're being bounced from one cell tower to another across the world. And unfortunately, law enforcement's great and forensic computer investigation is great, but it's only as good as they can be. These bad guys and gals who do this, they've figured out how to get around it. So we have to be very careful. One very special presentation. It is the Alabama Department of Education rolling out curriculum for K through 12, age appropriate, I might add, for human trafficking learning for our kids, for our parents, for our teachers, and for everyone that works at a school, bus drivers, counselors, that sort of thing. I'm thrilled. This was one of my personal goals. When I first learned about human trafficking, it occurred to me that unless we teach our kids what it is, they can't prevent it. They're going to walk into it blindly. So this is going to help. This is going to be a huge help in educating our kids. And I'm just thrilled. It is like the one big thing that I wanted to accomplish during my lifetime. And I didn't do it. I'm planted a seed, and the seed has taken off, and the Alabama Department of Education has taken that seed and has grown a plant, so to speak, and they'll be rolling out their plans on Friday. I'm thrilled. We have a police officer from Northport going to speak about how to catch the predators. They do a lot of sting operations, and she's amazing. There are some others. We've got the Department of Labor talking about a case. We don't talk enough about labor trafficking. We just don't. We don't know a lot about it. The layperson doesn't. I don't. I'll be the first to tell you I know a lot less about labor than I do sex trafficking. But it's equally as horrible. It's equally as prevalent in our state. And we just need to learn more about it. So we've put, I guess the last 3 years, we've done the summit. We put labor trafficking on the agenda because we want everyone to learn as much as possible. One of the other things we're going to do is on Friday, we have Alabama Assistant Attorney General Audrey Jordan who will be talking. She's head of the legislative committee for the state task force, and my vice chair, actually, for the task force. She is going to talk about what the legislative committee has been doing and give you a little bit of an update of what we're looking at for kind of fine-tuning some laws that are already on the books. She is also going to give us an overview, a very high level, because it's brand new. The Attorney General's office just won a grant to establish a tactical or law enforcement-based task force for the state. This is really a really wonderful thing for the state, because we will work together with the state task force and that task force. They're going to hire at least one investigator solely focused on human trafficking investigations. So I'm really thrilled about that, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about that. We're going to close the day. The gentleman who's going to be ending the day with his presentation is from Atlanta area. His name is Victor Williams, and Victor is in charge of their statewide coalition to end human trafficking. Now, the reason I have him on there, on that agenda, is I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. What I believe in is collaboration, learning from each other, sharing with one another, and he is very willing to share information about how they're structured. I think we can learn a great deal from him, and he has that same kind of task force that the Attorney General now has that they're just establishing. It's called an alliance, I believe is what we're calling it, rather than a coalition. But I'm putting the two together offline outside of the summit so that we in Alabama can learn how they're doing it and see if there's some best practices that we can bring here without having to reinvent the wheel. That's in a nutshell what we're doing. We have a good number of people registered so far, but we will continue to get registrations. We have extended our registration, so you still have time to register, folks.
Currently, folks, we're talking to Pat McKay. She is Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force Chair, and we're talking about the 7th Annual Virtual Alabama Human Trafficking Summit. We're going to continue to talk to Pat McKay. We're going to take a quick break and then come back, and I want to share how you can be a part of this summit. You have until the close of business today, 5 p.m., to register for this summit, and I want you to be a part of this. You can go to the website if you'd like to. It is enditalabama.org. Under the Summit tab, you can register to be a part of this summit. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is Emma Grace Faradelli, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm a 12-year-old self-esteem rising ambassador for the Hans Family Foundation. I really hope you get to check them out. And don't ever forget, confidence is a superpower.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I have on the line with me Pat McKay. She is the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force Chair with End It Alabama, and we're talking about the 7th Annual Virtual Alabama Human Trafficking Summit, which is starting on Thursday. Pat McKay is with me on the line right now, and we're going to talk about how you can be a part of this human trafficking End It Alabama effort. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Pat.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
You really outlined very well this summit that's coming up, the people that are participating. Of course, it's 365 days a year that this subject is important. Until they're affected directly, maybe they don't have an awareness of this. Maybe the apps that you talked about, they're not aware of the dangers that go with the online presence that we all have.
Exactly. This issue is much bigger than most people think. It's big in the sense that it's hidden. In most cases, not only just sex trafficking, but labor trafficking. With COVID, it has become more hidden, and there's fewer services available to survivors and for victims because you have to have masks. Well, if you don't have a mask, they're not going to let you in. Nine times out of ten, a victim is not going to have a mask. There's all sorts of potentials there that is really kind of hiding it much more right now because of COVID. And that's very, very unfortunate.
People can go online right now up until the close of business to be a part of this 7th annual summit. And I would say that that's a good way to get the ball rolling for someone who's interested in educating themselves on this subject and bringing awareness to human trafficking.
Absolutely. I will tell you, Mark, that when I started doing this in 2009, and that's a long time ago, let me tell you, I knew nothing about human trafficking. But I had heard a woman speak at a dinner, and she talked about human trafficking. She talked about it all up and down I-65. I was in Nashville at the time, and it blew me away. I didn't know a thing about it, but I knew I had to learn. So I just went to the internet. Get your search engine and type in human trafficking U.S., human trafficking Alabama, wherever you want to learn about it. And that's how I have put all of my knowledge together. There's some wonderful organizations out there, Polaris Project, the National Human Trafficking Hotline, Shared Hope International. There are just some wonderful organizations that have also, and the Blue Campaign through Department of Homeland Security. Those websites have a plethora of videos and educational materials. If you are interested in learning, there is always a website that you can go to. And speaking of Shared Hope, if I may segue just slightly, I forgot to mention who's going to be kicking off our Friday morning, and that is a video with Linda Smith, who's the president and founder of Shared Hope International. She was our very, very first keynote speaker in 2015 for the very first summit that we had. She is an amazing speaker, and every time I hear her speak, I learn so much more. We're going to hear about how Alabama is doing. They do a yearly report card for all the states, and they base them on various categories of laws and that sort of thing. We'll see what our state does this year. I think we still have an A, so I hope so. I'm one of those overachievers, so a B won't work for me.
Exactly. When we're talking about this subject, we want to do our very best, and it does take Absolutely. A team to make this happen, a team effort. And you can talk about some of the team effort that happens across the state. And I learned about this last year as we started to bring up different groups across the state that come together for Ended Alabama to help make this work, to help these individuals and these families who are among those who are victims of human trafficking.
Absolutely. We have such a wonderful group of people in the state that are all working together to end these crimes, to help our victims, to get them back to some sort of normalcy. We have a number of local or regional, if you will, task forces in addition to the state task force. And of course, now we have the tactical that the Attorney General is going to have. So we have a number of groups. The regional, I started a local task force, actually regional is what it's become, the No Alabama Trafficking Task Force. And that qualified me once they started the state task force to be on the state task force. They invited quite a number of the task forces to be a part of that, just a member, if you will, to participate. And I was very fortunate to be one of those. And, of course, then they eventually, in 2018, we had our current chair left the position, and I got elected. So I was very honored to be the head of this task force. It means a lot to me because I see on a daily basis, I see law enforcement, I see local or regional task forces, I see nonprofit organizations, I see the children's advocacy centers across the state, the National Children's Advocacy Center here in Huntsville, which is the model for all of the CACs across the country. Just so many organizations that are going together, the Family Sunshine Center. I mean, I could sit here for another hour and talk about these organizations, but they are amazing, absolutely amazing. And I'm just thrilled that they are here in the state fighting this fight with all of us. It is a terrible issue. It is a big issue. And I personally try to look at the big picture to see what can we do more. And that's one of the reasons I just put in place some committees on the state task force. We have a law enforcement committee that's headed up with by the Department of Homeland Security. We have a service providers committee that's headed up by Carolyn Potter, who is in charge of the Well House. She's the executive director there. So we also have a faith-based committee. I mean, this is just a few, but the faith-based committee is headed up by Trafficking Hope, Amy Wager. Just all of us working together, trying to make a difference and make a difference in these issues in our state. It's very important for us to try to stop this stuff from happening. We're doing all we can.
Maybe that first step will be the 7th Annual Virtual Alabama Human Trafficking Summit beginning tomorrow, January 28th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Friday, January 29th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They are partnering with EduVision TV to be able to bring this via live stream. You'll have an email address that's required for access link. I do want people to go to enditalabama.org. Under the Summit tab, they can register, and you can register until the close of business today. Now, Pat, if people want to follow via social media, let's talk about the different ways that people can follow Ended Alabama.
I believe we will be on Twitter and Facebook. I'm probably Instagram, too. We typically do. We try to get out there and promote the summit as much as we can and let people live stream and that sort of thing. So that's what we're trying to do, at least.
Yes, if you want to have the latest human trafficking news and happenings, you can go to Facebook at Ended Alabama or on Twitter at Ended Alabama. Pat McKay, I appreciate your service to the community being on the chair of the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force, and I look forward to a successful summit this year as we bring all of these people together to try to fight human trafficking across the state of Alabama.
Thank you so much, Mark. You have been so helpful in getting the word out, and I really, really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Folks, that was Pat McKay. She is the chair for the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force. Again, I want you to go to enditalabama.org. If you're interested in being a part of the summit, go to enditalabama.org, the summit tab. Registration has been extended to the close of business today. You can sign up before 5 o'clock this afternoon and be a part of the 7th Annual Virtual Alabama Human Trafficking Summit. Also, again, if you can't be a part of the summit, be sure to follow End It Alabama on Facebook and on Twitter to keep up with the latest human trafficking news and happenings. Of course, The Mark White Show is here to make a difference in our communities and share stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you'll share this show with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about The Mark White Show, how we're trying to make a difference. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I appreciate you all tuning in today. We appreciate Pat McKay again joining us here on The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly heart when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So, if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Before we close out the show, I would like to welcome my newest sponsor, Boutique Air. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals. Flying out of Muscle Shoals to Atlanta, Nashville, and now to Pensacola. You can book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Please let them know that you appreciate their support by going to like Boutique Air MSL on Facebook. Again, we appreciate Boutique Air for being a sponsor of The Mark White Show.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.